Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Trust and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Do you need God to make straight and direct your path today? Is there something you've been crying out to God about for some insight? God says that He'll give that direction when we trust in Him with all of our heart and our mind, and we don't try to rely on our own insight, our own understanding, or our own judgment. And then, as we acknowledge God in every area of our life, He makes our path very plain, meaning that He gives us very clear direction. But God's heart cry is to find people who will trust Him with all of their being. And you know, the word trust that's found in Proverbs 3, verse 5 there, comes from a root word that is for the word refuge. So you could say that God's saying, take refuge in the Lord with all of your heart. Let God be the place where your refuge is found. Some people take refuge in food. Some people take refuge in books. Some people take refuge in movies. They'll take refuge in anything but God. And yet God's looking for people who will make Him their refuge, the place where their comfort and their security and their confidence and their trust lies. God's looking for people who will trust Him with all of their heart. And this phrase that we see, with all of your heart and mind, as it says in the Amplified Version, is very interesting because it calls to us to trust God with our emotions as well as our intellect. The soulish realm of every human being consists of the mind, or you could say the intellect, the will, and that's your ability to make decisions, and your emotions, or the part of you that has feelings. And so often when people are trying to trust God about a certain area of their life, it's their soulish realm that comes under direct fire. You could say it's assaulted. Their feelings try to overwhelm them. And it's really not even your own feelings, because if you're a born-again believer with the Spirit of God living inside of your spirit, then you can be rest assured that the pressures you feel on your emotions have come from the enemy of your soul, or the realm of Satan. Satan wants your feelings or your emotions to be overwhelmed every day of your life. He wants you to live in anxiety. He wants you to be moved by your feelings, and he wants you to make all your decisions based upon how you feel. God, on the other hand, calls you to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. That would be your emotional realm. In Psalm 42, verse 11, we see the psalmist David telling himself, literally speaking to his soul or his emotions, and saying, "Why are you so cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God." This is an example for us as believers. When we're assaulted in our emotions, our soulish realm, just like David was, under great pressure in his emotions when he's in the middle of difficulties, we find him saying that he had to speak to his soul. Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. He's giving his soul directions. He's telling his soul not to be cast down. Ever feel depressed? That assault on your emotions, trying to make you feel downcast, depressed, sad, or sorrowful, is an attack from the enemy of your soul trying to move you by putting pressure on your feelings or your emotions. Speak to your soul. trust in God. Do like the psalmist. Hope in God. He had to literally encourage himself or speak to his emotions and tell it to line up with what was in his spirit man, and that was trust in God. If you're a born-again believer, your spirit man is filled with the Spirit of God, and that Spirit of God inside of you is encouraging you and imploring you to trust in God with all of your being, your soul, your spirit, and your body. Every part of you, God wants you to trust him with. And so that's a clue for us. In order to trust God with our feelings, our emotions, or to trust him with all of our heart, we're going to have to literally at times tell our soul or our emotions to line up with the word of God and hope in God. Then in Psalm 46, we see a similar vein in verse 1 through 3. The scripture reads, God's our refuge and strength, a very help, present help in trouble, and therefore we will not fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, this scripture is a great picture for us. Is the earth moving underneath you, literally, with so much trouble? Are things so unstable, maybe in your employment situation? Are there rumors of layoffs or plant closure? Is there trouble on the home front, shaking going on in your house? Though the earth be removed and the mountains carried into the sea, we will not fear. Now that's a decision of the will. When God commands us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and mind, he's talking to our soulish realm, and he's saying, you're going to have to trust me. You're going to have to make your soul come in alignment with faith that's in your spirit, and trust me with your soulish realm, your emotions and your will and your intellect. You're going to have those line up with the word of God that calls to you to trust in God with all of your being. The scripture here in Psalm 46, verse 1 through 3, is a great declaration of, though troubles all around, though the earth is moving, though floods are coming, though earthquakes are happening, and these are physical pictures of what happens so often in the spiritual realm for us, or in our the emotional life that we live in, this is a picture that we can say, even though everything is falling to pieces around me, I will not fear. It's a decision of your will to give in to fear or to stand firm and say, I will not fear. The psalmist said, we will not fear. We will not give in to the spirit of fear. It's identified in scripture as being a spirit that's sent against the believer and the unbeliever alike to try to capture them in anxiety, fear, terror. God wants you to trust in him with all of your heart. That means with all of your emotions. You have to consecrate your emotions to God and say, therefore, I will not fear. Even if the mountains are carried into the sea, even if the ground's quaking underneath me, even if my job is cut at the plant, even if my family looks like it's in disarray, I am not going to fear. I will trust in the Lord with all of my heart. That's where I will focus my heart, mind, and being. That's God's call on your life. Trusting God is an act of your will. In Job 13:15, Job said these words, though he slay me, and he was referring to God, yet will I trust in him. Job was a little misguided. God was not trying to kill him. We know from Jesus' words in John 10:10 that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. So it was Satan that was trying to destroy Job, as we see in the book of Job. But Job had this to his account. He said, no matter what happens, yet will I trust in him. And the scripture gives a great word about Job where it says, in all this, Job did not sin with his mouth. And we need to be as faithful to God as Job was, that regardless of what happens, yet will I trust in God, and then not sin with your mouth either. God's calling us to be people who will trust in him with our spirit, soul, and body, with all of our heart, all of our soulish realm, our mind, our will, and our emotions, all of our being consecrated to Him. You also are going to have to trust God with your own mind, intellect, and thought life. Philippians 2:5 exhorts us, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." If your mind thinks like Jesus, you'll have no problem trusting God. God exhorts you to trust Him with your mind, but it's our natural mind also that will often get us out of a place of faith and into a place of fear. You have an intellect that God gave you, but He never intended for it to be dominated by thoughts that don't line up with Scripture. And yet so often, those thoughts that don't line up with Scripture will cry out to you that you ought to think like this and you ought to fear this way because it only makes logical sense. But God says to you, the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked, who can know it? That includes your own thought life and your own intellectual capabilities. Even if your IQ is off the charts, God's IQ is still bigger. And He's telling you to trust Him with all of your mind, your intellect, your thought life. God is faithful, and He will not mislead you. If you will trust Him with all of your heart, all of your mind, and not rely on your own insight or understanding, He will direct your path, and it's always perfect direction. God's trustworthy. God wants to direct you, but He requires trust on our part before He'll give us direction for which we can trust Him. It's good as gold. God's direction will never let you down. But consecrate your intellect, your thought life, and your emotions to Him, and then expect to receive direction from God, because that's His promise to you in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.